Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where we move on discussing some of the problems confronting America. One of those problems, the surge in crime, the surge in destructiveness. And no, it's not just school shootings or mass shootings, and it's not just one form of weapon. What do we do about it? Somebody worth talking to on that issue is Chris Christie, who is the author of, a new book about Republican resurgence. And that's a book that we've talked about with him before. He is also somebody who has some experience as a prosecutor, a distinguished record as a prosecutor, which helped get him elected to be governor of New Jersey. Governor Christie, quick word on the president's remarks last night, the president's handling of this entire, what he considers to be a gun crisis. Where could he do better?
Well, he can do better, first of all, by not playing into Americans' emotions, but playing into their logic and their intellect. Look, the speech last night was a typical Joe Biden speech where he thinks, you know, it's still 40 years ago and that he can hit the fastball, which he can't. Here's what he should be talking about. We should be talking about, you know, making sure in this country that we have people getting mental health and drug addiction treatment all across the country whenever they need it. The mental health crisis in this country is obvious. When you look at these mass shootings are done almost exclusively by young men who are in significant mental health crisis. And if we don't begin to deal with that problem, Michael, we're not going to deal with the underlying violence issue because it's the people who commit these acts of violence. But he wants to focus on his liberal agenda to essentially, you know, eliminate the Second Amendment. I saw, a congressman today in a hearing say, don't talk to me about this BS about constitutional rights. Well, I don't know. I've read the Constitution. There is a right there and very clearly in the Second Amendment. So I think that the president could be much more constructive trying to bring people together, which is what he promised he would do when he ran, but he's done none of it since he's been in the White House.
Do you believe, just as a constitutional matter, that the fact is that we have a much higher rate of suicide, more people die from guns in suicides than die in mass shootings or shootings altogether? We have more suicide than homicide. Is it a legitimate concern of the federal government to try to do something to prevent people from killing themselves?
I believe it is. But again, that goes back to the point that I made, Michael. Those people who find themselves in such a dark and desperate place that they believe the only way out of that dark and desperate place is to end their lives are in significant mental health crisis. And we need to try to find ways to deal with these folks. And, you know, in New Jersey, I made it easier, in fact, for people who were expressing violent ideations that they wanted to kill themselves or others to be involuntarily committed for a period of 72 hours to be evaluated. And to get treatment if they need. People in that circumstance often aren't ready to be treated voluntarily. You have to do it involuntarily. This is a way of saving lives. Do I think the federal government has interest in that? I do, but I think it's much better done at the state level and would be much more efficiently handled at the state level than the federal government trying to do it. And we need, on that much more local level, to give people the help that they need so they don't kill others and they don't kill themselves.
Okay, in terms of that, you were talking about the constitutional rights and the understanding of the Second Amendment. Do you think that the Second Amendment requires that AR-15 style firearms be made available to 18-year-olds?
Well, look, I think that there can be appropriate restrictions that are placed on the purchase of firearms, and already have been placed on the purchase of firearms and have been found to be constitutional by various states. The two biggest concerns I have right now, Michael, are the mental health issue, and I do think the age issue is something that we should address and try to deal with. We look at 18-year-old men. I know this from raising four children, two boys and two girls. And there's no question in my mind that the girls matured much more quickly than the boys did. And I think that's generally true. If you talk to any parents, you'd probably hear that. So the question becomes, do we need to set, as we did with drinking at 21, as we do with the rental car companies, not letting people rent till they're 25 because of the driving records of youth drivers. I think it's time for us to examine these mass shootings, examine all the statistics on it, and then be able to legislate appropriately to deal with it if we see a consistent, not an anecdotal, but a consistent pattern of people below the age of 21 participating in these awful events.
In terms of winning the election coming up, I know that you were just down campaigning for Governor Kemp in Georgia for his reelection, and you were on the opposite side of that with President Trump, and then you were also helping Brad Raffensperger to be reelected as Secretary of State in Georgia. Do you think that with the divisions in the Republican Party that we're going to be able to come together to actually have a meaningful victory in the fall?
I do, because nothing unites us like our opposition to Joe Biden. And as we now get through, this series of primaries, and unfortunately, for instance, in New Hampshire, the primary's not until September. I think this primary season is much too long, and we need to shorten it up a bit. But nonetheless, I think we will be able to come together for a really successful fall campaign. I just co-chaired the Republican effort on redistricting across the country nationally with former Secretary of State Pompeo. We finally completed that process this week, and we've gained through redistricting another 3 to 5 seats in the House. That the margin right now is 5, Michael. So I think we're going to have a really successful election this fall. I'm a little less confident about the United States Senate just because of the makeup of the map. 2/3 of the seats are being defended by Republicans. But I think for sure we will take back the House. I think we'll regain 3 to 5 governor seats. And I do think we have a real chance to take the Senate, but I wouldn't consider it a lock at this point.
People are speculating, of course, about you. You're always mentioned as a potential candidate for president, and I'm going to ask you the boring question because obviously it's early. But there's also speculation on the Democratic side that your successor as governor of New Jersey, Governor Murphy, actually is going to be a candidate or a potential candidate to replace Joe Biden. What do you think about his candidacy?
Well, look, I think everybody in America should know that what Phil Murphy promised when he ran in 2017 was that he wanted to make New Jersey the California of the East. And he's well on the way to doing so. He has raised every tax that has been available to him to raise. He has increased spending, Michael. I want you to think about this for a second. In 8 years that I was governor, state spending in New Jersey went up 15% in 8 years. In the 4 years that Phil Murphy has been governor, spending has gone from $35 billion to $49.5 billion. It has gone up in 4 years nearly 35%.
Okay, Governor, can you hang on for a moment more?
Sure.
Terrific. We were speaking to Chris Christie, author of Republican Rescue, Saving the Party from Truth Deniers, Conspiracy Theorists, and the Dangerous Policies of Joe Biden. We'll be right back with Chris Christie.
Michael Medved.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
A little bit of bumper music there from The Boss, from Bruce Springsteen, the pride of Asbury Park, New Jersey, and all meant to introduce or reintroduce Chris Christie, the two-term governor of New Jersey, and the author of the book Republican Rescue. Okay, you've written about this in Republican Rescue, but in the midst of what looks to be a successful campaign, or at least has a perspective, all the polling showing Republicans with advantages in both the House and, to a little bit lesser extent, in the Senate. rather than taking a look at what the Republicans are doing wrong, how about what could Republicans be doing better to prepare both for the election of 2022 and the election of 2024, which could be even more important because it includes a president? What do we need to do better, Governor Christie?
A few things. One, we've got to focus on the issue of crime, but in a much more productive way. Look, we've showed in New Jersey, Michael, that what you can do is you can reform police departments from their worst instincts and make them even more effective crime-fighting forces with the support of the people that they protect and serve every day. We did significant police reform in New Jersey, especially in the city of Camden, and we have seen the murder rate in Camden since 2012 go down 80%. It was at that time in 2012 considered the most dangerous city in America. Republicans need to be saying, look, we need to support our police, we need to fully fund our police, and we need to train them in community policing and in violence de-escalation. And when you do both of those things, you get them involved in the community, and we can make our community safer. People are scared to death around this country, Michael, of the crime that's going on, not only in our cities, but now spreading to our suburbs. The Republican Party needs to be the smart law and order party, talking about how you would do this without having to put up with some of the abuses that we've seen across the country that have caused so much tumult. Secondly, we need to be talking about education and how the key to great education in this country is parental choice. It is getting parents involved in their children's education and allowing them to make the decision not only about what they may or may not learn in schools that are contrary to what the parents are teaching their children, but the more fundamental issue of where their children go to school. There, in my view, this country should be a parental choice country. If you want to send your child to parochial school, you want to send your child to a charter school, you want to send your children to a traditional public school. These should be choices that are available to all the people of our country so that they can have the education for their children that fits the way they're trying to raise their children, both in terms of the curriculum and in terms of where they actually are able to send their child. We should be the parental choice party, both in 22 and 24. And third, we've got to be the party that says irresponsible and reckless spending leads to the type of inflation and ugliness that we're seeing in our economy today. Now, look, we fell off the track with the Trump administration in terms of that. And they engaged in reckless spending. And it proves the old point, Michael. If we try to spend like Democrats, we'll never be able to. The more we spend, they just spend more than us. So that's not the way to win this argument. The way to win the argument is to say that we're going to pay for all the government we need, but only the government that we absolutely need, and not this like crazy AOC liberal wish list that Joe Biden is imposing upon the country. I think we focus on those three things, we are going to be wildly successful in both 22 and in 24.
Let me ask you about something else. It's a sore subject for me. 57 Republicans in the House of Representatives voted against the aid package for Ukraine in this moment of decision and danger. Zero Democrats voted against it. They all authorized the foreign aid. I assume you would go with the support of Ukraine and of a freedom-defending foreign policy for the United States.
I absolutely would. I think it was wrong of those 57 Republicans to vote against it. Look, Michael, this is my point of view on this. People ask, and some of those 57 members probably say, why is it the responsibility of the American people to do this? And my answer is very simple back. This is the price we pay for being the richest and freest people in the world. And because of that, we have an absolute stake in establishing friendships and alliances around the world, which the Russians and the Chinese cannot do because of their authoritarian nature. And we have the absolute responsibility to protect America's future by having more democracies, more free people around the world. Those free people will want to trade with us. Those free people will want to live peacefully with us. And authoritarian regimes like North Korea, like Iran, like Russia, like China, are the consistent thorns in the side of freedom-loving people. And if those 57 members don't understand that, they have obviously not read their history, and they've made a gross misevaluation of the role that America has to play in the world, given our wealth and our abundance of freedom.
Are there any candidates you see, new Republicans, who are running for office around the country who you think are particularly promising?
Sure. I'm very excited about John James running for Congress in Michigan. I know John's run for the Senate before, but he's a young, bright African-American Republican in Michigan who I think has a real chance to be an outstanding member of Congress and a great future leader in our party. I think he's one of the folks that we really need to look at. Derek Schmidt in Kansas, the attorney general who is running for governor in Kansas, I think is an exciting new candidate on the broader national scene for us. And I think he's going to take back the governorship in Kansas for us in what will be, I think, a very, very important race, to get back a governorship we should have never lost in the first place. I think that is going to be a really interesting and fun race for people to watch and a good person for them to get to know. So those are two right off the top of my head, Michael, that we could do. And I'll tell you something else. There's a great young House member running up in New Hampshire for the House seat in District 1 in New Hampshire named Matt Bowers. Matt is a native of New Jersey, but has moved to New Hampshire and is running up there. I know Matt well. But he's a young man with a young family who is the best and brightest that Republicans have to offer for a House seat as well.
This is terrific to hear about that, and those are races that may be off the radar for people because they don't involve some of the inter-Republican squabbling between loyalists to President Trump and people who may be looking toward a different a change, a younger, more vigorous, fresh leadership. Speaking to Governor Chris Christie, Godspeed to you, sir. His book is amusing, revealing, and at points even inspiring. It's called Republican Rescue. We will be right back with a rescue from some boredom that you may have felt from some recent films. There's one terrific movie among the three we're going to review. You may not have heard of it, but you will. Coming up on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is making more big moves up. AAA saying the national average price for regular is now $4.76 a gallon, a nickel higher than Thursday. Gas prices have jumped 14 cents over the past 3 days, with 9 states now seeing statewide averages above $5 a gallon. This has the administration asking other countries for help.
The OPEC oil cartel and allied producing countries, yes, that does include Russia, will raise production to 648,000 barrels per day in July and August, offering some relief for a global economy that's been suffering from soaring energy prices. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting the economy added 390,000 jobs in May, the unemployment rate remaining 3.6%. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a Democratic candidate running for Senate in Kentucky. He's challenging Rand Paul for the Senate seat in Kentucky. Rand Paul is heavily favored. And part of the reason is because Charles Booker, the name of the Democrat, has chosen to release a campaign ad that's different. He's actually wearing a noose around his neck in the campaign ad, and it sounds like this, clip 21.
The pain of our past persists to this day. In Kentucky, like many states throughout the South, lynching was a tool of terror. It was used to kill hopes for freedom. It was used to kill my ancestors. Now, in a historic victory for our Commonwealth, I have become the first black Kentuckian to receive the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate. My opponent, the very person who compared expanded health care to slavery, the person who said he would have opposed the Civil Rights Act, the person who single-handedly blocked an anti-lynching act from being federal law. The choice couldn't be clearer. Move forward together, or do we let politicians like Rand Paul forever hold us back and drive us apart? In November, we will choose healing. We will choose Kentucky.
Okay, really, by the way, it was not blocked a federal anti-lynching law. Lynching is not legal. It was delayed. That Rand Paul did. Look, I'm not a gigantic fan of Senator Paul, but really, we'll find out if Charles Booker gains more traction, certainly more attention with that kind of ad. There's also this from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, she has had a great deal of controversy in her brief congressional career, because remember, she's just come to Congress recently. And she's running for re-election. She's heavily favored. She does not have significant Democratic challenge this time. And here is what she has to offer about another vital issue that you may have ignored until now. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You have to accept the fact that the government totally wants to provide surveillance on every part of your life. They want to know when you're eating. They want to know if you're eating a cheeseburger, which is very bad because Bill Gates wants you to eat his fake meat that grows in a petri dish. So you'll probably get a little zap inside your body and that's saying, no, no, don't eat a real cheeseburger. You need to eat the fake burger, the fake meat from Bill Gates. They probably also want to know when you go to the bathroom and if your bowel movements are on time or consistent. I mean, what else do these people want to know?
What else do these people want to know? Look, in terms of the fake cheeseburger, it's actually not grown in a petri dish. Not most of the products. It's plant-based. And it's kind of okay to eat plants, isn't it, Marjorie? And the idea of the government trying to inspect what we eat, do you think they'd do a great job at that, considering, some of the other attempts by government to intrude on regulating the populace? Probably there are more significant issues. There's this from Paul in Redmond, Washington. He writes in, there's a simple solution to school shooting, but it would mean you could never use this type of tragedy for political gain again. Harden the schools, provide federal funding to the states to establish state-run school police, ensure that each school is heavily armed, or let the states decide how to arm it. I would consider a branch of the military, or would use the military to support it. In a free society, this will always be a threat. But the shooter knows full well he, she will engage a trained security team that will kill on sight. Look, I don't think there's any doubt that we could benefit from an aggressive new program on school security. But one of the things that it's worth talking about is that only a tiny fraction of the murders in the United States and the suicides, which are even more numerous, have anything to do with schools. I think we should make our schools safer at a minimum, but the idea of a special branch of school police, there are areas in the country, there are neighborhoods, whole neighborhoods in the country where they are plagued by crimes, not once every 10 years, but literally once a day. And to try to deter the very necessary and very aggressive new emphasis on policing in neighborhoods to focus on a whole new school police system is seems to me to be a little bit misguided. Thanks for the email, Paul. And we have a tweet of the
turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet? I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And this tweet is from Adam Kinzinger, a congressman from Illinois. He's leaving the House of Representatives. And this has nothing to do with the January 6th committee in which he's prominent and active. But he says, let me say again, 21 to drink, 21 to smoke, 21 to buy a pistol. Let's raise the age to buy any gun. Buffalo, Texas, Parkland, Sandy Hook, all under 21. Raise the age. And there are many reasons for that, but one of them given that as people have revealed and the psychologists are discussing this at all, for young men, the brain matures at a different rate than it does for young women, and young men are often particularly vulnerable to irresponsible, unrealistic, and self-destructive behavior. And giving special attention to some restrictions, or at least pauses, in the availability of serious weapons. And one of the things that Ross Douthat wrote, and I think this is probably the best idea, rather than banning ownership for everyone who is 17, 18, 19, 20, before they turn 21, you could create a situation where you need to go through a special application process. You need a special certificate because there's a particular reason, or you have demonstrated you have the level of maturity and of an encouraging record, more of a restriction than people who are over 21. And that is not a constitutional problem, it seems to me, or any kind of ethical problem. Speaking of problems, there are three different big new movies. Well, not so big. They're not any rival to Top Gun Maverick. But there is a new movie about aerial combat in World War II and a film about the great world of golf. Film that will surprise you. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains, or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, wishing you a very wonderful spring weekend. I cannot believe it's already the month of June. We have a Jewish holiday coming up, the holiday of Shavuot, sometimes equated to and related to the Feast of Pentecost, which is mentioned in the Bible, and celebrating the giving of the Torah to humanity, not just to one people, but to the whole world. And wishing everybody great joy and a meaningful observance of this holiday season. But maybe to get ready for it, or after the holiday is concluded, people might find some real entertainment in a lighthearted fashion among one of the movies that is released from Hollywood. Okay, there's no question at all that the best film of this weekend, released across the country, is the movie which is called Phantom of the Open. Now, obviously, that's a play on Phantom of the Opera, but this has nothing to do with opera. It's a Phantom of the Open, meaning the British Open, as in golf. And this film, playing in theaters across the country, stars Oscar winner Mark Rylance, who was fantastic in it. It co-stars a frequent Oscar nominee, Sally Hawkins, who was the star of the Oscar-winning film Shape of Water. And it tells a true story. It tells a true story set in 1976 of a very famous, incomparable, I mean really incomparable golfer whose name was Morris Flitcroft. That's who is played by Mark Rylance. He somehow gets into the British Open, though he knows nothing about golf. Listen.
I didn't choose golf.
Morris chose me. It was destiny. I'm going to have a crack at the British Open.
Golf? The British Open is the most respected tournament in the world.
I never even played bloody golf before, Dad.
It sounds professional. You sure?
Well, practice is the road to perfection.
Practice is the road to perfection is a hallmark quote from the real Morris Flitcroft. The film is funny. It is touching. It is historically very accurate to tell this amazing story of a crane operator in northern England who just becomes obsessed. One night, late at night, he sees on the telly a golf tournament and decides that he wants to be part of that glory and that fame. And he does become famous as the worst golfer of all time. He was celebrated for it, and he made a living from it. The essence of this film is it's about family. It's about a relationship between husband and wife. Sally Hawkins plays the wife. And their three sons, who are very different. And actually, two of those sons, twins, became champions in some other field. But we'll let you see the movie to enjoy. Again, it is rated PG-13 for just a little bit of passing language, and it's fantastic to watch. It makes you feel good and makes you feel amused and satisfied at the same time. And it's one of those films where they show the actual footage of some of the characters you saw on screen, and you see what a fine job they did in matching that. Phantom of the Open, rated PG-13, 3.5 stars, certainly one of the better movies of the year. Another ambitious British film that is coming out is a film called Benediction. It's about a real-life poet, Siegfried Sassoon, who was known as one of the war poets in World War I. And it focuses on his religious conversion late in life to Catholicism. It focuses on his experience in combat and his embrace of pacifism. And it focuses a great deal of attention on his very active gay life in Britain right after World War I. Benediction. Listen.
It's one of the inconveniences of the shadow life we lead. Friends may come, friends may go. Enemies are always faithful.
Life goes slowly on. I'm trying to understand the enigma of other people.
Are you going to marry her?
If the intention wasn't pure, I don't think I could go through with it.
Purity is like virginity. As soon as you touch it, it becomes corrupt.
Okay, Terence Davies directed this film, and it's very handsome. Some of the best moments in the film are the main character, who's played by a gifted actor named Jack Loudon, and he actually recites some of the poetry with footage in the background from World War I. Sassoon wrote about the horrors of battle and the difficulties of people at the front. The problem with the film, and the reason I think it ends up being difficult to recommend, is because it is so disjointed. It doesn't focus either on his spiritual life, that's sort of a throw-in toward the end of his life, as I guess you could say it was for Siegfried Sassoon. It focuses part of his life on his unhappy experience with various intense gay relationships, and then it focuses on his role as a pacifist, where he was sent up to a hospital rather than being court-martialed as he feared. This is after he was a decorated officer in the first part of World War I. All of it is interesting and well done and handsomely appointed, with mentions of lots of British celebrities from Edith Sitwell to Winston Churchill. But none of it seems to go anywhere or to give you a theme that is coherent and unifying. 2.5 stars for Benediction, which is rated PG-13, actually with some of the graphic sex references, it should have been R. And that brings us to Wolfhound. Wolfhound is a reference to a historical German operation known as KG-200 that shot down and then repaired and then flew again Allied aircraft during the last stages of the war, trying to use those Allied aircraft to make trouble and to run undetected against the Allies. This film is about one particular B-17 flying fortress that is shot down and the crew's struggle to survive in occupied France in 1944. Wolfhound, the name of the film.
What are they up to?
They have developed more bombs that could destroy an entire city.
Do not forget our orders. No survivors.
They say one man can make a difference. Find out. I think they're going to bomb them on time.
There's this pilot now.
Do not know, sir.
This ends now.
This ends now and none too soon. The film is sloppy. It's amateurish. The acting is universally embarrassing. And yes, it's an interesting moment of history to dramatize, but none of what happens in the film is vaguely believable. It opens with an extended aerial combat scene, which won't make you forget about the gloriously well-done scenes in Top Gun Maverick, but have their own visual appeal. The cast, including people like James Maslow and Trevor Donovan and John Wells, I know who, it is not a fully prepared cast. And some of the screenwriting, including drama, melodrama within a prisoner of war camp under the Nazis, and the great abundance of Nazi flags to make you believe that these really are German monsters, despite the unconvincing accents for nearly all of them. 2 stars for Wolfhound. It's also rated R for some fairly intense scenes of violence and, yes, torture. Speaking of torture, coming up on the Medved Show next week, we will be talking a great deal, I'm sure, during the week on the hearings, televised hearings that are going to be beginning from the January 6th committee. There will also be more on whether there is an agreement with some Republican senators for some reform of gun regulation. And Democrats facing pressure on crime from a new front, their base. Why? Because of rapidly increasing crime rates in communities of color. We will be covering all of that and much more next week in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the food you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.